Good morning, everybody. It's the 2nd of February, 2015. Is this the Groundhog Storm? We're going to call it that anyways. And what was Seattle thinking, throwing a pass on the one-yard line? We'll talk about that later in the show, as people are amazed that the Seahawks would try to pass the ball on the one-yard line as New England are your Super Bowl champions. We got Joe and Kelly Cosentino along with daughter Madison in the studios this morning, and Madison's here because there's no school today. And it's a good thing. There is a Weber This Week show on, though, and certainly we welcome Joe and Kelly and Madison, who's off the camera scene. She's sort of directing and producing our program this morning, so nice to have Madison along in the studio. But first off, Joe and Kelly, thanks for visiting us on Groundhog Snowstorm. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for letting us come in.
We certainly will. Without further, Chris, we need not tell you that this is the Blossoms by Cosentino outfit that does a spectacular job located across the street from our studios. And first off, let's get a little background on Kelly. Kelly, first off, welcome to the show. And for our viewers, give us a little background about yourself, where you were born, where you were brought up, and how'd you meet this guy? Give us a little quick overview.
Well, I'm a local 315 girl. I was born and raised in Auburn.
Auburn,
and you know, spent my whole life there, and through school and work and everything else, brought me to Rochester, and I was actually teaching ballroom dance lessons.
Ballroom, nice.
This man came in for lessons because his father said he was a little too stuffy and needed to loosen up a bit.
Nice.
And one thing led to another, and knew the name and went, oh my God, I know your family from Auburn. And
yes.
Turns out the whole connection, and we were just a little town away from each other. And
that's great.
And so that was it. And the rest was history.
Yeah, so one night she decided to call me up and ask me out. So,
and that's how it all got started. Well, I'm sure the people realize the Cosentino family is a legendary name in the area. And we'll talk about Joe's grandparents and how the legacy of the floral business with the Cosentino name, which is phenomenal or synonymous with great floral work. But Joe, of course, your history, you're a Seneca Falls guy, but many people remember you of the days at Silver Creek when you were the groundskeeper and did everything else to keep that golf course rolling. And how did you... before you get to that part of it, let's talk about your family, because your family has a history of being in the florist business. Talk about your grandparents, and it goes way back to how far does it go back in the family tree of people involved in your family that has been in the flower business?
It goes back to my great-great-grandfather.
Great-great.
He was selling flowers and goods in Calabria, Italy.
Ah, okay.
And he used to come back and forth from Italy to the United States, kind of like the way people go from New York to Florida.
Sure.
And ended up having 9 children.
Wow.
Half of them born in Italy, half of them born in the States.
Mm.
And he just kept working his wares, and then eventually sold off his interest in Italy to come to the United States, because this was the land of opportunity.
Mm.
So he had his 9 children all working in the business, and he had some businesses in Niagara Falls, and then he eventually went to Florida. But in 1937, I believe it was, my grandmother started Cosentino's in Auburn.
Wow.
And then my great-uncle Russell had Gallinazzi Florist in Geneva.
Familiar
and
that.
My other great-uncle Frank had Gallinazzi Garden Center in Waterloo. So... Mm. We had everything down the 5 and 20 corridor covered in that aspect of it.
They called them the 5 and 20 boys or something.
Yeah, the 5 and 20 gang. And so my great aunts, they were working in the flower shop. Mm. So out of the 9 children, 8 of them ended up in the business.
That's amazing.
The 9th one was a barber.
Wow.
So go figure. But as time went on, my uncle started working with my grandmother and my father, being the youngest of the group,
mm-hmm.
wanted to go his own way, so that's when he started Flower Fashion
Sheer
in 1960.
Okay.
Yep. And built that up and worked on its way through it, and ended up eventually selling it off to one of the guys that worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we ended up in the golf course business for some time.
And Bruce Tompkins, right?
Correct. Bruce had it for 20-some years.
Okay.
And then... when my parents decided to sell the golf course, my father went back into the flower business, and had Pittsford Florist.
Okay.
And he ran that for 10 years before he decided to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, in that interim, I had met Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And one day she went to me and said, you know, what do you think about me going to work for your dad?
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. You know, I said, I don't want to hear any complaints when you come home at night, but you know, if you want to try it, go for it.
Sure.
And she just absolutely fell in love with it. So mm-hmm. that's what led us back into the flower business.
Mm.
So we had Pittsford for, I think it was
10 years.
Well,
yeah,
I'm thinking 5 years, and then we started Blossoms down here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we had both of them, and then just recently we actually sold our Pittsford store. So now we just have the one down here, so I don't have to drive back and forth all the time.
The name Blossoms by Cosentino, a unique name. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from? Was that your idea? How did that name come about?
I think when we were coming down here, our store up in Rochester was called Pittsford Florist, and we couldn't bring that name down. So
sure.
we just sat down with a big old scribble pad and started writing down name after name after name after name. And
Blossoms.
Yeah. Oh. And we knew that we wanted to add the by Cosentino.
Neat.
Because of his family history here.
Oh, that's neat.
And that one sounded the best.
Yeah. Now, certainly, that's phenomenal. And as I look at your business and as I drive by, because I live up the street, as you know, at the First Ward Skid Building, and so I'm by your place 50 times a day, they say the success of businesses is predicated on many factors, but one of them is location, location, location. And without a doubt, your location has to be uno number one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've got the State Street corridor, you've got the Fall Street corridor, mm-hmm. and you got, you know, the hotel across the street. Talk a little bit about the location. That is probably one of the best ones you could have had, right?
Oh, we couldn't have asked for a better location.
I mean, that's perfect.
It was kind of ironic when we were looking down here. We were looking at a couple of different locations. And we'd even, you know, put some offers out there for buildings, and they didn't go through. And
mm-hmm.
one day I happened to notice that there was a for rent sign in the building. So I called up the person that owned it and mm-hmm. said, you know, would you be interested? And she gave us a great price to be able to go in there and get started up. And it was sort of interesting. It was like coming back home again, because from the time I was, oh, geez. Three weeks old, I was in that building, and I played on the third floor and all of that.
Yeah.
So it was very comfortable coming back into that space. So we rehabbed it, and you're right. Being on the corner, you can't ask for it any better.
Phenomenal.
And it's been so nice to see. At the time, Seneca Falls was a little bit on the empty side.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it's been so nice to see all the buildings getting filled up again and, mm-hmm. and having that hustle and bustle like it was when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, Kelly, you've heard from many people, because I used to see you in the morning when I'd come for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And the departure of the coffee shop is probably the most talked about element in the town of Seneca Falls.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the steady clientele that come every morning.
Yeah.
And I was one of them that shut. Not as bad as Nancy Parada, though.
No. Nancy was our regular. I loved having Nancy come in the morning.
Nancy
she was
lined up at 5:30, a couple hours before you opened or whatever. But talk about that. That was sort of a disappointment, right? Because people were so psyched to come there for coffee.
It was a little bit.
And
it was really disappointing to us when the girls decided to up and leave.
Because I heard more about that. And my wife was telling me, and everybody was talking about, they loved coming down for the coffee side mm-hmm. of it.
It was. And it was hard. You know, the Opus girls, they had so many other things going on.
A lot of.
I think it was a hope that they were just going to open the doors and it was just going to take care of itself.
Yeah.
And anybody that runs a small business knows that is not how it goes at all. You need a lot of time and you need a lot of effort. You need a lot of energy into it.
Well,
it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we miss it, but, you know, we're going to be bringing some new things in.
But I was thinking about that because, boy, oh, boy, when they pulled stakes up, I said, oh, my God. There were a lot of people upset because they loved coming there.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like their ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy, if you're checking us out this morning, you were number one. She always had her famous seat right by the door.
Yes, she did.
That's right. And, well, listen, we got lots to talk about. The Cosentinos are here this morning. We have Kelly and we have Joe. We have daughter Madison and we got everybody but the dog. You got the dog, right? The dog's at home?
The dogs are home.
The dogs are home. Okay, I remember the dog. So this is Weber This Week. We're going to take our break, check out the sponsors that make this show possible. When we come back, we'll have a few comments about the world of sports. Then we'll go back and talk about what it's really like doing the day-to-day floral business and what do they expect for Valentine's Day 2015. You're checking out Weber This Week on a Monday, a snowy Monday. Huga Lake National Bank, Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor, Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her great team will find that right spirit for you every time. Tell Amy the dog sent you. Steve Wadhams, Wadhams Enterprises, your employer of choice. Proud supporter of this show and local athletics. Bob and Leslie Ullman, owners of the Ullman Theater, and Lions as well as the Newark Pilots, a minor league baseball team with a major league ballpark. SenecaFallsCountryClub.com, awesome 18-hole layout, offering a 12-month payment plan. Wilson Press, WPress.com, Seneca Falls, Rich Rickey, my good friend and his team, can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Well, we're back here with Weber this week, the dog with you on a Monday morning, a snowy Groundhog Day. And Kelly reminds me, or they told me I didn't get the news this morning. I was out clearing the cars, not shoveling, just clearing the cars, trying to get here. The Groundhog has indicated we're talking 6 more weeks of winter. What a shock that is, huh? Is that pretty amazing? So batten down the hatches, folks. We got to get through the next couple of months. The only good news about February, it's a short month as far as calendar days go. I don't know if you guys checked out the Super Bowl. I'm sure millions of other people did. It was an amazing game. We had a little get-together at our place. We've been doing it for like 30 years. And by the way, our numbers didn't come in, so we won't be buying shrimp cocktail for everybody. But I got to tell you, it was an amazing game. And, Jimmy, I got to tell you something. When Wilson went back to throw that pass on second down, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked that he threw a pass.
Yeah,
you got that big Marshawn Lynch is bigger than your desk, and I'm thinking, why don't you give it to him?
It was funny that they were talking about letting him score so Brady could get back out there with time to get down the field. And I think that's what I would have done because they would only need a field goal. And
yeah, amazing.
It's amazing that in NFL games they play such good defense all game long, and then the last like 5 minutes, it just seems like they go back and forth, scoring, scoring, scoring. You wonder why they don't open it up earlier.
It's scary.
But that's a terrible call. Give it to Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, my God. A guy was like a bulldozer, you know. You can say what you want about the fact he won't go on the networks and talk except those stupid one-liners to save himself from fines. But it was amazing. And, of course, the fight at the end of the game was a little distasteful, but that's part of the game of football, unfortunately. I'm sure some people will get nailed for that. That was sort of a little bit sad as fists were flying at the end of it. But hope you had a good time. Hope you had won some money on some of the famous pools.
It's a good game.
It was a good game,
Best one I think I can remember in a long time.
Yeah, it was. So that is behind us. And I want to remind everybody, of course, our high school basketball coverage continues. And Jimmy is going to be tomorrow night in Lions at the Outwood. Dave Barnick, is he on or is he off? We're not sure about Dave.
Dave's off. He's still recovering from back surgery, so I'm going to call the game with Matt Berkey.
Excellent.
It's going to be – that's probably the game of the year for us.
Red Creek at
Lions.
It's
going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. Red Creek is in first place, tied with North Rose Woolcott. Lions is in second. And Red Creek has never, ever won the Wayne County League ever in their history in 50 years.
Wow.
And if they win Tuesday night – they got an inside track.
That's awesome. So that's going to be quite a game.
Yeah, two of the best players in the league, too. Damon Hunter for Lions and Jake Slobe for Red Creek.
So join that broadcast tomorrow night on Finger Lakes 1, live broadcast of high school basketball. We look forward to having that. Jimmy will be calling the game. It'll be on about 7:20 tomorrow night from Lions at the Atwood. Nothing quite like it. High school basketball here on Finger Lakes 1. And, of course, congratulations goes out to the Miners Academy girls and boys teams. I had the chance to do both of the games on Friday night, the doubleheader, and a cold, miserable night in Waterloo. And both Miners girls and boys were victorious over Waterloo. So congratulations to MA. And, of course, they're probably in bed, most of the students today, because there's no school. That's good for them. Well, our special guests this morning are Joe and Kelly Cosentino and daughter Madison. The, of course, Blossoms by Cosentino across the street. As they get vying for their big day coming up, Valentine's Day. Kelly, let's ask questions for somebody that does not know the floral business, the floral arrangements, how to put them together and all that stuff. This may sound like a dumb question. It won't be the first one I've ever asked one of my guests. Do you kind of watch people do little arrangements to understand how to put them together, or is there some school that you go, or is there a book to read? Give our viewers an understanding of when we call up and say, I want this arrangement. Way back when you first got into business, how did you understand that? Did you know where to put what and all that stuff? Is that a stupid question, or is that something?
No, it's not a stupid question. I actually, when I first started, I had no idea what I was going to do.
Oh, good.
Thankfully, when I was in, I had the benefit of his grandmother, who was the matriarch of the family, and his father took me right under their wing and helped, you know, understand the mechanics and the structures. And then, of course, there were classes, and there's lots of instruction online, and there are local organizations that come and do education programs. And
I was always curious
about
that.
It's like anything. You've got to keep reading, you got to keep studying, and you got to keep staying up on the latest trends. And so never stop learning.
So the different assortment of flower arrangements that somebody could order from Blossoms is pretty huge, correct?
It's enormous.
I mean,
it's basically the best way I can ever say for somebody to order flowers is call your local florist and talk to them, because they're going to know exactly how to bring out the expression that you want to send to that individual into something tangible as far as flowers in front of them. So,
like a bartender, are there arrangements that somebody calls up for and you've never done one? It's a uniqueness as far as doing one?
Oh, yeah.
You have that?
We have people that call up and say, you know, look, my mother loves her little white fluffy poodle dog. Can you make me a dog out of flowers?
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. Grandmother loved butterflies, and she just passed away, and I want you to make a butterfly out of flowers. Can you do that and send that to her service? Because that would mean a lot for me.
That's pretty neat.
Absolutely. So
And you
keep saying yes, 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 and you hang up the phone and you go, what the heck am I going to do now? And that's part of the fun of it.
and Joe, certainly, it's got to give you a good feeling to know that when you, whether your mom, I know she delivers a lot of stuff for you, and I know a lot of people are involved in the business, but when you bring that special floral arrangement to somebody and they come back a couple days later and say thank you, it was a great thing to do, and they were impressed by it, it made them feel great. That must make you feel good, too.
Oh, it really does.
That's part of it.
We try our best to make sure that we convey the feelings of what someone is trying to send to someone. We had a sympathy arrangement that we did, it was probably a couple of years ago now, where this woman used to wear a feather boa.
Really?
And her girlfriend had brought it in when she passed away, and she says, I want this feather boa incorporated into the sympathy piece.
Wow.
And we had it all worked up, and by the time it was all done, a few days after the service, she came back. She goes, thank you so much. She goes, it just worked out so well, and it goes, it just fit my friends perfectly. So we try and listen the best as we can to be able to try and convey what people are looking for through the flowers that we have available.
That's awesome. And certainly that's what it's all about, too. You know, it's about selling and certainly bringing in revenue to stay in business. Obviously, that's part of being a business person. You don't do it on looks, but there's more than just cranking up the sale, Kelly. It's more to pleasing the person with memories that the person's going to always remember that.
It really is. It really is. It's definitely an emotional driven business. So some days it's very hard for someone to come in and say tangibly, I want you to put that flower, and that flower together, because, you know, that's what she's going to love, you know. Some days it's just, you know, my wife is just having a really bad day, and, you know, after talking for a few minutes, you find out that her favorite color is yellow, and she loves tulips and, you know, spring, so you make up this beautiful thing so that when it comes, she knows that, you know, the husband was thinking of her in the best way possible.
Kelly and Joe Costantino here, the Blossoms by Costantino. Of course, since I retired from Gould in 2007, I've had 61, Jim's counting them, 61 part-time jobs. But one of them was working the front desk at the Gould Hotel. When I went there, it was called the Clarence. Hotel Clarence. Yeah, but we switched that name around. But I remember Joe and Kelly having worked up designs and floral arrangements for many of our guests. And that was a part of the packages that we used to offer at the Gould. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they still do that.
They still do.
So that's great. And they used to bring all that stuff over. And that was always a good, nice surprise, because I used to bring a lot of it up to the various rooms and get it ready for the incoming guests. So that's a nice tie-in as well, just across the street.
Yeah. We're fortunate that, you know, like to work with us.
That's great.
And that we're allowed to provide these beautiful flowers for their guests.
Now let's ask a question as far as your big day coming up, Valentine's Day. I know that you're going to be crazily busy. Hopefully you will be. Talk a little bit about timelines if somebody's checking us out right now and wants to give a Valentine's to their loved one. What would you recommend? Give you a few days notice to get it ready?
Order early.
Right?
Order early.
I'm sure you guys stay late and get things done, but we want at least to be able to be reasonable.
We do. Well, the biggest thing is being able to provide the freshest flowers along the way. So the sooner that you order to us, you know, the more particular you can be, especially on flower choices, flower colors, and things of that nature. And, I mean, just because you order early doesn't mean I'm going to make it 4 days ahead of time and it's going to wait. I mean, but it's just the fact of knowing what's there so that we can, you know, keep everything in line and the freshest possible. I can accommodate that last-minute guy that comes in at 4 o'clock on Valentine's Day and says, help me, you know, but his choices are a little more limited at that.
Right, Joe?
That's always the biggest thing is that the sooner that you order, the better the selection that you have.
Sure.
When we prepare for Valentine's Day, I actually have to put my flower order in with the growers the first week of January.
Wow.
Because if I don't do it by that point, I may not get what I want.
Okay.
So when the time comes and we run out, that's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have anything else that we can supply for that. So the sooner that people put their orders in, the sooner that they're guaranteed to be able to have those certain products that are available.
They had to be difficult, especially first time reopening and, you know, trying to gauge what the business was going to be like. You run a risk of over-ordering.
It was very difficult in the sense that everything that we do is forecasting from previous years.
Sure. Right.
So we have a good idea. Yeah. We had a nice advantage. Our first year was if we ran out of flowers, we could pull them from our other store in an emergency aspect of it. But, yes, it's very tough trying to keep everything in line and make sure that you've got enough product there. And then there's times that there's product that you order that doesn't come in.
Yeah.
The growers just didn't have it, and they said, oh, we can't get that for you. So it's always a risk, and you're always dealing with Mother Nature.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
As we see today.
As we see today, yeah.
We've had years where the growers down in South America had sent us pictures where they were actually cutting roses in 4 feet of water because the greenhouses had gotten flooded.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so those things come up, or they get disease or any type of variety of things, and it may screw up what you have, and that's where it goes.
You made a good comment off the air before we came on the air this morning about the Florida business. Of course, Joe and Kelly and their business, the niche of their business is such that it's been tainted over the years, and you made a great comment. One of the issues that you face is you mentioned the Walgreens of the world and other operations that are bringing in flowers and having arrangements for Valentine's Day, et cetera, which will cut into your market because people are in that store and they say, hey, I'll pick up this, right? And so that's something that I never gave much thought to. Mm-hmm. But they expand their lines to try to sell flowers and so forth.
I think sometimes for me the biggest isn't that there's flowers at the grocery store for a quick grab. I think my problem and a lot of floral industry professional problem is these so-called order gatherers. Somebody goes home and opens up their phone book now, there are four pages of people that aren't really florists.
1-800-Flowers?
1-800-Flowers. Right. Ava's Flowers. Gotcha. From You Flowers.
Okay.
These are not actual florists that are in the industry.
Gotcha.
They are individuals that are sitting in a call center, and most likely call centers that are outside the U.S. So anybody that doesn't want to call outside the U.S. and deal with them, you're getting those individuals. You're not only paying for florists, you're paying higher service fees, you're paying extra delivery fees and things, and then what's happening is they're keeping big chunks of that money that's not then getting sent on to somebody like me going to make those flowers, in which case you've paid $75 and you get a $50 or a $40 arrangement because that's all they've given to someone like myself.
That's a good point.
Flowers aren't as fresh either, are they? Well,
I don't know because I don't know what their policies are, but as far as those, you know, anything that I make is going to be hand arranged by me with love and delivered to your recipient.
And you want it to last a week or so at least.
And they're going to last. We have a 5-day guarantee on our flowers. Good. So anything happens, you'll bring it back and I'm going to fix it. So please call a local florist.
That's a good point. Now, let me get this answer from you guys. A lot of comments. Every time I bring in small business owners into this show, into my show, I'm always curious about New York State, Governor Cuomo, and the administration gets a rap, fair or unfair, about not being pro small business. A lot of paperwork, a lot of regulations, a lot of, you know, various burdens to small businesses. Joe and Kelly, you both can take this. Do you agree with that? Are they been friendly to you guys as a business? Do you get too much paperwork from New York State? Are they driving you nuts with all these regulations? I guess that's a question I always like to ask small business. What's your stance on New York State as far as being a partner of local business?
And from what my experience has been, I have really not had any problem as far as regulations or anything along those lines.
Good.
You know, good old New York State taxes.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't know if it's because we're a small, you know, a sole proprietor business versus a corporation, but we haven't had all the extra things that we've had to come up with like maybe some other businesses have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm just curious because I hear that all the time about small businesses, you know. And you guys, I know you're a family-owned business, but you don't really bring in a lot of other employees per se, do you? During busy times, do you bring in people to help you?
We've got, what, three people part-time and
then
family?
I have three part-time individuals, and then we're fortunate enough that my family and his family come in. His mom does the deliveries.
Sure.
My mother comes in and helps out.
That's good.
We have great friends that come in to help us on deliveries, so
that's good.
We're lucky.
But you made a good comment about giving business to the local florists, you know, dealing with local florists. Mm-hmm. Then you know what you're going to get, and you know the quality you're going to get. And you're exactly right. It's not to compare it to a pizzeria, but you call out these pizzerias sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. You make it at home, you know what you're doing. But you go outside, and you never know.
Well, and sometimes the things that you run into with what we call order gatherers is that someone will place an order with them. There'll be a service fee here, a service fee there, and then they'll also charge a fee for same-day delivery.
Mm.
And I actually had a client one time that called me up and said, well, this arrangement looks small compared to what I ordered.
Right.
And we got down to it, and she had actually paid about $40 worth of fees on top of the order because she wanted it delivered same day. She wanted certain things that we didn't charge extra for.
Okay.
But the gatherer that she went through did, and when we got the order from that gatherer, it was just a matter of this is what the piece is, and that was the one that we sent. So in the future, she called us directly, and that's the big thing that we can convey is always call direct to a florist. Don't try and use necessarily. If you want to find them online, make sure that they're an actual legitimate florist, not just an order gatherer.
Google map their address.
Ah, yes. So would it be safe to say that both you are bullish about the town of Seneca Falls and where we might be emerging down the road as far as Seneca Falls? I know it's not the metropolis that, you know, I remember when I was a kid with all the stores up and down Fall Street. Are you excited about what lies ahead in this town?
Oh, I think we, Kelly and I both have a very positive attitude as far as where things are going to. When we decided to come back down here, initially, you know, people used to joke around with us saying, "Goes, what do you want to go to there for?" And it's been such a pleasure being back in this community. And the people in here are so nice. You just can't ask for any better. And I just see growth coming down the road. It's very positive.
Well, I must add, Kelly and Joe and Jimmy's heard this comment many times. For years, when my wife and myself would go out of town and have dinner in Geneva or Candegue or somewhere, on a Saturday night when it was 75, 80 degrees during the summertime, we used to drive in and make the left-hand turn at the Gould at your, near your business there going down State Street. And I would see not one car on a Saturday night in Seneca Falls. Mm-hmm. Not one. And I used to tell Mary, is it going to be a nuclear bomb here? What's going on? And then Parker's comes in and builds their phenomenal place. And it's amazing to me to this day, as many times I go into Parker's to get a sandwich or a drink or a beer or whatever, it's amazing. I still don't know 95% of the people that go there at Parker's. I don't know where they come from. It's amazing. Yeah. And to my point was, I just think, oh, my God, it's like a ghost town. And then Parker's and Pete Mitchell puts all the money in the restaurant, which is its biggest one, as you guys know. And it's just Amazing.
Yeah.
Good luck finding a parking place on a Friday night.
You can't. Yeah. It's impossible. But I remember the days when we married, come back from having dinner, and there was nobody on the street. It was like a ghost town. So I do believe that we are on the verge of getting better and more proficient and getting a lot more businesses going, and hopefully it'll be good. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Hey, as they always say, there's always a start of a show and an end of a show. Unfortunately, this wasn't hopefully it wasn't painful for you guys. It's 10 o'clock, so we need to say thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, and good luck to you on Valentine's Day.
Thanks.
So hopefully, and by the way, from Kelly and Joe and from Madison, who's sitting as our director this morning, a producer, and the check's in the mail, by the way. We'll send it to you in a couple of weeks. Just look for the mail. I got to remind everybody, if you're going to be doing some Valentine's shopping, which certainly we recommend Blossoms by Cosentino. And oh, by the way, give them some time, give them some notice, and they'll do a bang-up job with an outstanding, beautiful floral arrangement. Remember, big basketball game, as Jim pointed out, tomorrow night. It's going to be a classic battle. Good old Red Creek comes the Lions, my hometown. Airtime, 7:20, Jimmy Santacropi, Matt Verkey, and the Hunt Brothers on site in Lions. Next week, my guest will be a young lady who has been a spectacular giver, and she has been so involved in giving her time for as long as I remember and know her, Doris Wolf, who's been involved in a zillion causes. We're going to bring her in and spotlight Doris. I know she's not the type of lady that wants a spotlight, but we're going to do it next week on this show. Talk to her about all of her involvements and all the things that she's involved in. And not just Doris. There's a lot of people that are checking me out right now that are giving, that either do work at hospitals and do charity work, etc. Doris has been a friend of mine. I haven't seen her in a long time. Looking forward to interviewing her next week on Weber This Week. Take care, everybody, and drive slow today, and don't do too much snow shoveling. Do what's supposed to break up maybe end of the day or later this afternoon. It's supposed to settle down. So, Madison, that's bad news for you. You might have to go to school tomorrow. All right, folks, take care, everybody. Thanks to Joe and Kelly Cosentino with daughter Madison alongside. Until next time, that's Weber This Week, my way.
FingerLakes1.com. Visit patreon.com/FL1. FingerLakes1.com. Come on and join us.